I said I am sorry. What else do you want to hear from me?
I don't need your apology.
Then what do you want from me? What? What?
I just want you to stay
away
from me.
Will you calm down and at least let me explain myself?
Stay away from me.
I said I am sorry.
I can never forgive you.
How can you say that? What do you
mean? I will never forgive you.
You know what? Fine. Fine.
Take a look into the mirror. Tell me what you see inside. Is it an image representing? Changing who you are. Don't let it get the best of you. Think about what Jesus would do if he can forgive. So should me and you. No more. Don't wanna be a prisoner. No more. I don't wanna be in chains. No more. I'm tired of staying behind the bars. No more. I'm sick of being a slave. Locked up inside, along with chains of unforgiveness and bars of anger and hatred, a mobile prison you've created, all that pain that you have shielded. How long can you hold your defense from the mighty Father's reference? Someone hurts you really bad, is tearing you up inside. Deep down, you are really sad, it's changing who you are. Don't let it get the best of you. Think about what Jesus would do if he can forgive. So should me and you too. No more. Don't wanna be a prisoner. No more. I don't wanna be in chains. No more. I'm tired of staying behind the bars. No more. I'm sick of being a slave.
Walk around with prisons in their heart. When you hold a grudge against someone, just know that the devil is hiding behind the scene to pull you down. When someone offends you, it's best to build a fence of forgiveness around yourself, because if you don't, you're indirectly telling God that his death on the cross is pointless.
If Jesus could forgive all of my sins, as many as they are, as filthy as I am,